I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She told Teresa, "I win." And I hope she says that to her Tony Award every night. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jackie Goldschneider and Annalee Ashford now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411. King of Midnight Sun. MCAC.
Hey, everybody. Wow, a drag queen, babies, and dogs. That's my kind of audience. Hey, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who was in Sunday in the Park with George and another who won't go to Lake George with Teresa any day of the week. Sondheim humor. My first guest tonight says, "I may be cut from a different cloth, but it's top quality fabric." Even her tagline is an analogy. People say hi to Real Housewife of New Jersey, Jackie Goldschneider. Hey, Jackie. Great to see you. And my next guest is a true triple threat. That's actor, singer, and Bravo fanatic. Watch her new show, Be Positive, Thursdays on CBS. It's Annalee Ashford in a Cardinals jersey. Yes. Hey, Annalee. Woo! Great to see you. You ready to talk Housewives, Annalee?
I have never been more ready in my life. This is maybe one of the great highlights after having my child and marrying my husband. This half hour right here is the next highlight.
All right. I love it. We have a lot to live up to. I want to get into tonight's jersey. I mean, Jackie, I don't know where to begin because so much has already been said. Is there anything that you want to clear up or you feel hasn't been expressed about you making the analogy or why you made the analogy or any other thoughts you're having about the analogy?
Well, I mean, I'll just say that my intention was never to hurt Gia. The fact that the analogy went over Teresa's head and that Gia felt hurt by it, I never wanted that. I never intended that. And for the record, I never heard that Gia does any kind of drugs. She's a great girl. So, it was just an analogy, and I never wanted to hurt anybody.
I wonder what your thought was, and it comes up on the show in a few weeks, but I wonder what your thought after seeing tonight's episode, seeing the poker game specifically in tonight's episode, and what Margaret's husband Joe said.
Well, I asked Margaret about it, and she said that Joe heard Margaret and her staff of girls who work with her talking about the rumor that Teresa spread. And that's why he said that. But, you know, Andy, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So we're just going to take it as a compliment. And I'm just going to assume that it's because Evan is just so damn good looking, right?
Annalie agrees. I like it. I like it. Antonio M wants to know if you were surprised that Teresa thought it was a good idea to prank Joe about Melissa cheating, considering your whole fight about cheating rumors.
I don't know that Teresa really cared about, you know, how he might be upset. I think that she didn't even think twice about it, you know.
By the way, do you think that she was telling that rumor to get back at you for saying last year that she had maybe something going on with the younger guy from the photos?
Yeah, something with the duck, with quacking like a duck.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. I think a large part of it is just that she just doesn't like me. And then I think that a little part of it is that she might like Evan a little too much, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, Anna Lee got her big break in Legally Bond, the musical. But if you want to know what makes her squeal, oh, my God, you guys, in real life, look no further than The Real Housewives. So let's binge her hot takes as she binges the shows on this network. Okay, so New Jersey, Anna Lee, who more needs to apologize, Teresa for spreading the Evan rumor or Jackie for making the Gia analogy?
I love Teresa so much that I'd love to call her Tree if I ever meet her. So I want to preface that and say that I always root for her and the girls. But on this occasion, there are no receipts. So I think she needs to say sorry. But unfortunately for her to say sorry, Jackie has to say sorry too. That's the only way you'll get her to say sorry.
Okay. Dolores justified keeping her plastic surgery a secret by reminding everyone that David has yet to put a ring on it. Thoughts?
I don't understand this. First of all, he is a medical professional. Second of all, he's good at rubbing your butt. He already does it, so let him rub it while it's hurting. Number three, he took such good care of Frank Sr. I would love him to take care of me the next time I have some sort of elective surgery.
Do you think Jen is bringing up the Joe Gorga money rumors to be a good friend, or is she doing it to get back at Melissa?
I would call that shady with a capital SH.
In Salt Lake City, who was your MVP of the season and the reunion?
Love this season. I'm from Colorado, so I understand Mormon culture, and it was fascinating to watch it in Real Housewives World. I love Jen Shah. Mary's sleeping moment was one of the highlights of the entire franchise. But I will have to say, I loved Heather, and I wish that she loved herself as much as we all love her.
Ah.
So that, I agree with Brianna.
Do you think Heather and Jen will be able to mend their friendship?
Yes, because that is the theme of Real Housewives. Forgiveness, letting go, and moving on. It always goes well when people do that, so I think it's going to happen.
Forgiveness, letting go, and moving on. What general thoughts about Mary M. Cosby?
Her falling asleep was one of the highlights, I think, of my entire year. You couldn't write that, and you couldn't act it. I just think she is just authentically herself. I am obsessed with her, all things.
What are thoughts on Candy's sex dungeon and Bolo in Atlanta?
I mean, I blushed multiple times. Oh, Bolo! I mean, I feel like I would have been like Marlo and gone to bed because it would have been too much.
How do you feel about Kenya's interrogation of the women after the bachelorette party? Did she take things too far?
Yes, just let them live their lives. They had a magical evening where they turned the cameras in the corners. Like, let's just live our dreams.
Last up in Dallas, what's your verdict on the new girl, Tiffany Moon?
Obsessed. If I need an anesthesiologist, I will just go to Texas just to have her do whatever I need that for. The next time I have an endoscopy, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, me too. Actually, and what are your thoughts about Deandra and Carrie? Is it right for her to call Carrie a bully?
It's a strong word. I think there's lots of other words you could choose, so just choose another one. But I really can't wait to see how they move forward after this, because they're good old friends. They're like family.
Yes, keep watching that. Okay, Teresa's rumors about Jackie's husband made waves throughout the Jersey crew, kind of like the crashing waves from the floating tiki bar the women took out on Lake George tonight. And while Evan might not be here to defend himself, something tells me Jackie's up to the job. Okay, I have some questions for you, Jackie, about what's going on with Evan. What did he think about you using Gia in the analogy?
He was just, you know, I think think that he didn't think it was a problem because it was an analogy and he saw that and most people saw that. So he didn't think it was a problem.
What do Evan's friends and family think about this being played out on TV?
Oh, they are ripping him. They're having a good old time with it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's just, I mean, because there's no receipt, so it's basically like a big old joke by now. So, oh, yeah, he gets a lot of calls from his college buddies about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, I already asked you about the walks like a duck thing. Did Evan try to get a sense of if the rumor had been going around, or did he just assume that it all started with Teresa?
No, we know that it started with Teresa. Go ahead.
And so he doesn't think she really heard it from someone at the gym.
Oh, no, not from someone at the gym. I think that she heard it, but I think she heard it from somebody who suggested that she say it.
Does Evan think you and Teresa could be friends again?
I think that Evan would like for me to not have an enemy on the cast. So I think he'd like that, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I would like that.
Does he still go to the same gym?
Yeah, well, it's been closed.
Right, of course.
He hasn't gone back, but yeah, I mean, it's like a small gym right around the corner from our house, and I don't know how you get away with doing anything there, but
right.
Yeah, he still goes there.
All right, thank you very much. By the way, you give a good haircut, Jackie.
I do, right? I think I was pinching the ear a little bit too hard.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. Anna Lee, Dave in Brooklyn said, since you worked so closely with him in Sunday in the Park with George, what are three things that would surprise people about Jake Gyllenhaal?
I don't know if this is going to surprise anybody, but he always smells good.
Ooh. What does he smell like?
Like very nice hand creams and shampoo. Mm-hmm. You know. Good ones, high quality, probably organic. He also, we shared a bathroom together, and he's good at sharing a bathroom.
You know what? That's a good. That's a good factoid.
Yeah, I mean, that's an intimate thing to do with somebody, and we're still friends. And he's so good at singing, which I feel like not the whole world knows.
Yes.
He's really, real, real good at singing. We all know he's good at acting.
Those are three surprising things about Jake Gyllenhaal. I love it. Let's take some questions from our virtual audience. Tom has a question for Jackie. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hi, Andy. Hi,
hi.
Jackie. Hi,
Tom.
What's up? Ralph, say hi.
Hi, Ralph.
Okay, so Jackie, I have a question for you. Do you think maybe if you went to Lake George, you and Teresa would have been able to squash your differences for the sake of the group, or do you think it would have gotten out of hand?
No, I think it would have been nonstop fighting, and I think it would have ruined the trip for everybody.
All right, here's Ashley with a question for Anna Lee.
A couple of questions for you. Can you spill any tea on playing Paula Jones in the upcoming America Crime series? And were any of the characters spot on, and were you able to speak with Paula before you started filming?
Oh my gosh, such a great question. Okay, I have not talked to Paula. I've done a lot of deep diving research into the land of Paula. So I feel like I spent a lot of time with her. And the only tea I can give you is I have multiple wigs and I also get to wear braces.
Thank you, virtual audience. I mean, if I remember, I have a feeling the wigs ain't great. If I remember the character you're playing. Rough ones, absolutely.
Paula.
Jackie, Lorenzo F. wants to know if you were pissed at Melissa for suggesting that you needed to be the one to apologize to Teresa so the fight blows over, or do you appreciate the honesty?
No, I appreciate it, and I also understand the position she's in. She just wants to make it right. I mean, I can't imagine being in the middle of your sister-in-law and one of your best friends, so it was fine.
Anna Lee, Erica A. said, The Undoing was one of my favorite binges of quarantine. When you were on set, were you aware that Nicole Kidman's coats were going to steal the show?
She walked onto set, and I had not seen what she was going to wear. She just walked into the scene. And I felt like there was Irish music playing in the background, and I was witnessing Far and Away too. That it was like so next level.
She had the she had the far and away hair too.
I know. Yeah. And we didn't. She hadn't done her hair yet. She walked on, and I literally had to like remind myself I was in a scene.
Jackie, Stephanie C wants to know how you felt after seeing Gia's very mature way of telling her mom she should apologize.
I loved it. I mean, that it made so much sense, and I was so happy to see that.
Anna Lee Maurice W. said, in honor of your roles on Broadway, which Housewives Broadway performance is your favorite? You got Candy, you got Erica, Lisa Rinna, Sonia Morgan. I don't know if Sonia's been on Broadway.
I know, Sonia. Did that happen? I want to say Lisa Rinna because she tells us about it a lot, and I remember her being on the billboards. I'm obsessed with Lisa Rinna, too. Lisa, I'd see you do it in a heartbeat.
Jackie McCauley H. wants to know, what did you mean when you said, I win? That implies you knew bringing up Gia was below the belt.
No. It had nothing to do with the analogy. I felt like maybe Teresa was playing a little game with me, and I was just reminding her who was coming out on top.
All right. Tonight, the Jersey women played a fun prank on Joe Gorga when they called and told him Melissa might be having an affair. Hilarious. But what I'm about to do next will probably have Jackie wondering if she's the one being punked. Jackie, I know this won't be easy. It's time to spill the positivity tree. I have friendly questions about Teresa. Let's see how many nice things you have to say. What do you admire most about Teresa as a businesswoman?
She knows how to license her name on things.
How would you rate Teresa's style on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm gonna go right down that center with a 5.
Out of her 4 New York Times best-selling books, which is your favorite to read?
I would say the last one that the ghostwriter wrote. I mean, that Teresa wrote.
Ooh, savage. What's the best quality she's instilled in her daughters?
Her daughters are all fabulous, so that is a testament to her parenting.
Best dish she's ever cooked for you. Has she ever cooked for you?
No, never. So, nothing.
Tell me something that you think Teresa is much better at than you are.
Weightlifting, for sure.
All right, thank you very much. That were some positive things. Raymond J. wants to know where you keep your Tony Award, Annalie.
In a bookshelf next to a little unicorn to remind me how crazy and wild it is and magical.
Aw, that's sweet. Annalie, Marcus B. wants to know if you happen to get lucky and take a pair of kinky boots home once your time on the show ended.
I took a shoebox when I left the show, which I thought was just perfect.
You took a shoebox?
Yeah, it says Price and Sons. It's magical.
Oh my God, I love that. Jackie, Randy G. wants to know if you had ever heard the rumors about Joe Gorga before not paying his clients. And do you think Jennifer is going to approach Melissa the right way about this one?
I never heard the rumors before, and I hope that she approaches her the right way because Jennifer does seem to want to mend her relationship with Melissa.
All right. It is time for a Watch What Happens 5. Tonight, when Teresa angrily said she was going to blow a casket, she left us all feeling appropriately deceased. And since her way with words is more classic than graham crackers or graham crappers, we're counting down our top 5 mispronounced words by Teresa. Okay, this is gonna be good. You happy about this, Annalie?
So happy.
Yes. Okay, coming in at number 5, it's that time Teresa confused some upstate New Yorkers for some chemicals up in your brain.
It's good to laugh and release those endorphins and serotogens.
Serotogens. Number 4 is the reason no one should ever hire Teresa to write the score for a porn flick. This is my favorite. Roll it.
Sexy time relieves a lot of stress. My husband was defending my honor, so I'm going to give him a little brown chicken brown chow.
Okay, when Teresa goes down to the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore, something tells me she rides the Tilt-A-World. That something is number three.
It's good to get back into the routine of things, but I am tired. I mean, it has been like a whirlwind.
A whirlwind, it has been. One time, Teresa messed up the two names of one of the most iconic two-faced characters in history. Fittingly, that's number two.
Something is up with Jacqueline.
Something.
She's like looking sad, then another minute she's attacking me, and she's like heckle and jive. Like one minute she could be one person, and next minute she could be another person.
Heckle and jide. Okay, our number one moment is Teresa's classic recipe for word salad. You knew this would be number one.
I remember when I first got married, I would buy cookbooks, and they would be like a million ingredients.
Honorable mention goes to everyone's favorite spice, cumin. I want to thank Jackie and Anna Lee for being here. Tomorrow night, Garcelle Beauvais and Kelly Rowland at 10 after Summer House. I need to talk to this drag queen on the after show. Check us out on Twitter Live right now. Thanks, ladies.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
With Jackie Goldschneider and Anna Lee Ashford from Be Positive on CBS. I love Linda Lavin, by the way. Are you guys having fun?
We're having so much fun, and she's a huge Housewives fan. So we come in every day and talk about what happened the night
before. Are you kidding me?
Huge. She's so jealous that I'm doing this right now.
That is so interesting to me because I was at opening of The Inheritance on Broadway, which is was two plays, and they did one of the plays during the day, matinee, and then they did the second one at night. And between the plays, Anderson Cooper and I went to Joe Allen, and I did and Linda Lavin was there. And
amazing.
She was so into Anderson and kind of seemed like she wanted nothing to do with me. And then I did my Vera impersonation for her, Vera with the straws from the beginning of Alice. I go, do you want to see my Vera impersonation? And she was like, all right. And I did it. And she was like, I felt like I made a horrible fool of myself. And Anderson's like, no one wants to see your Vera impersonation. Like, maybe 30 years ago, maybe, but no.
I think she was playing it cool. I'm serious.
Really?
Like, oh, you're going to be with Andy today? Oh, I'm jealous.
That is fascinating.
And she said, tell him I want Salt Lake City too. I want it now.
Wow. All right.
Well, yeah.
I digress. Okay. I want to go to the audience because, first of all, we have a gorgeous queen in the audience. And I would love, what is your name?
Sin. I'm the Real Housewife of Long Island.
Oh my God. Wow. do you have a question for either of our guests, Sin, by any chance?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a question for Jackie. So, Jackie, since the start, you have been the anti-Teresa, basically. You will stand up to her no matter what. So my question is, during that Gia moment, in your head, did you think it was going to get physical or did you think it was going to get crazy? Were you ready to brawl?
No.
What was going through your head?
No, I actually thought that she would understand that it's an analogy and that the conversation would keep going. I really did.
Well,
I would never.
Wrong.
Yeah, clearly.
Right. Yeah, you did. Yeah, that didn't work out. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you, Sin. We'll see you on Long Island. So anyone else in the audience have any questions? By the way, if you do, raise your hand. Yes, the woman in the red raising her hand.
Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
I'm with my friend Nero. We're from Chicago. We have a question for Jackie.
Okay.
Now, Jackie, since you were at Teresa's book signing, where in your home is your copy of Fabulicious?
Oh.
I didn't buy a copy. All that we did was take a picture.
Oh, my God. That's savage, too.
That was a shady boot moment.
No, it wasn't on purpose. Sorry?
She said that was a shady boot moment, and she apologizes.
No, that wasn't even to be shady. Oh, on your end, forgiven.
Very good. Yes, woman on the top right, Emily. Woman on the top. Yes. Yep. Hi.
Oh, me.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is for Annie. What musical do you think that they should make next into, like, the live ones on the TV?
Into the live ones?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm going to just say, for fun, I'm going to say Cats, because I just like it when people wear unitards.
Me too.
I like a sweaty unitard and a feather boa around my face. It goes a long way.
Yeah, and a dance belt. All right, I want to thank Jackie Goldschneider and Annalee Ashford. Check out Annalee on Be Positive and Jackie every week on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Jackie, I hope I see you in person soon. And you too, Annalee.
So.
For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.